Most educators are motivated to teach their content area. We want students to learn the content, practice the skills, and develop the habits that we have and that those like us have. Most of us are not mental health professionals, and we should not act like we are. We must, however, recognize that students' emotions do affect their ability to attend to our courses. So their emotions do affect the degree to which they learn what we're teaching. In general, scholars recognize four types of emotions: positive activating, which are pleasant emotions that increase our attention; positive deactivating, pleasant emotions that decrease our attention; negative activating, unpleasant emotions that increase our attention; and negative deactivating, unpleasant emotions that decrease our attention. In the 2023 book, Visible Learning, the Sequel, researcher John Hattie summarized meta-studies and found that there are four conclusions we can draw about emotions and learning. When students are experiencing positive activating emotions like enjoyment, hope, happiness, and especially curiosity, they learn more. When experiencing positive deactivating emotions like relaxation, students learn less than when they experience positive activating emotions, and that kind of makes sense. When experiencing negative activating emotions like anxiety, depression, anger, or negative deactivating emotions like boredom, students learn much less than when they are experiencing positive deactivating emotions. Surely we cannot assume responsibility for our students' emotions, but we must be attuned to their emotions and take steps to encourage positive emotions when students are in our classes. We must also recognize the role that our actions can have on students' emotions and conduct ourselves in a way that supports positive emotional experiences when they're in our classrooms.